All right, we're continuing. As part of me posturing and building a fence around fees, I've decided that I'm gonna get this nigga one day out the week on Tuesdays. Not done on Thursdays, Tuesdays. I haven't came up with a name for it yet. It ain't tumultuous, but it's gonna be a T. I believe in alliteration. But yeah, where I just get to vent, because yeah, I live a lot of life. Yeah, I'm appreciative of that. Thank you, Lord. To that point, give me that. Put it on, put it, come on, put it on the joint. Let's not fuck around. Put it on the joint. There you go. So this one's gonna be a fun one. I'm gonna play a game show host. What do you love most about life? You love your friends? What do you love most about your friends? Do they love you? Do they love you back? You love your family. Do you love your family most? Would they love you back? Your significant other, do you love them the most? Will they love you back? She does. You see where we going? Yeah. No, man, I cannot complain. It's all alone. You don't have any expectations when you live for yourself. No expectations. Just you. What you desire for the day, the week, the month, really all on you. My phone don't ring the same way it did, and I'm grateful. Jesus. I guess that's the one thing that has been my greatest transition. From being somebody that always talked to people to being a cat now that don't really like people. Huh. I low-key thank God for it. Less chance for me to get into dumb shit, isn't it? Speaking of dumb shit, I always have an anecdote. Let's take it back to Columbia, South Carolina. Riding down Gervais. Cross Assembly, police car pull us over. It's me and this old bunch of niggas in the car. Now, we used to have this game, you feel me? This is free game. Take it if you want to. Like, this is back when, like, women would be enamored with the bottle as opposed to the drink. I guess that still applies. But Grey Goose was the bottle at the time, and they used to have a baseball bat at Goose. Had a homeboy, Little Kentucky, what up? Yeah. But, shit, he the nigga that put me on the coke, allegedly. Nah, I'm getting fees out of my system, it's worth it. So, yeah. We, got some Svedka vodka. We drank all the shit out the baseball bat of Goose. We about to go to Millie's pajama party, if memory serves, and I ain't got dementia yet. So we poured a Svedka. No, it wasn't Millie, because we made it there. It was some other party. Yeah, because Millie's pajama party was fucking crazy dope. Yeah, we had them chicks doing keg stands. Another story, if I tell it. Lord, let me live. Yeah, creek don't rise. So we riding down Gervais. We got a baseball bat of Goose filled with Svedka and orange juice, already mixed. I'm driving. I must have did something wrong. Like, a KC police officer pulls the car over. Now, mind you, it's full of niggas. That comes into the story. But mind, meanwhile, we get pulled over. So, we waiting. The cop pulls up. He looks in the car. He gets on his radio. You know what I mean? Bracket, bracket, 16. You know what I mean? All that dumb shit they say. But this nigga's calling for backup. Because it's literally a car full of niggas. So me, I'm just like, yo, officer, what's going on? He's like, you were speeding. I said, okay, no problem. I'm handing him my registration, my license. The niggas in the back start to chirping. Because we've been drinking Grey Goose all fucking night. But we got the baseball bat full of goddamn the fake Grey Goose in the bike. So the backup shows up. four backups show up. You feel me? For a car full of me and four niggas. One of my passenger, three in the bike. So, they get us all out the car. They find the baseball thing of goose. Hear the woke fingers. They're like, look, we'll cut y'all a solid. Because I wasn't drunk yet. Praise God. Otherwise, I would have went to jail. They all would have went to jail, too. But I would have been the only one charged with. Yeah, early in my alcoholism. Telling these stories to get it out of my system, you know? So the cops was like, we gonna do you a solid. We gonna let y'all go wherever y'all going, but we gonna pour this whole thing out in front of y'all. So I was like, bet. All the niggas was like, bet except one, but we was like, yo, nigga, gave him all the look. And he was like, bet. So these cops poured out that bucket. And I don't know if you know a baseball bat. It's a big bottle. So we watching that shit glug, 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 glug into the drain. And we're like, fuck. But cops let us go. We got to the situation, to the spot. Somebody else had a real baseball bottle of goose. Won't he do it? That's crazy. I don't be blasphemous, but sometimes when a way's made out of no way, there's a way. Fizo. Yeah. Echo. Volume max. I feel like telling stories today. That whole bottle out in front of us. And they like, no, let me just an addendum. He kept looking niggas in their face while he was pouring it out. Like he went down the line and poured it out, looking us all in our face. Like if that was some movie shit, it would have been ill. But yeah. Any of them shades at night, like that ain't cool. But shout out to Gervais Street, shout out to Columbia, South Carolina Metro, I miss you. The Fizo will finally come back one of these days. Yay! And yeah, I'm glad nobody drinks Grey Goose no more. That shit was too harsh. The new vodka is way better. That's why we fuck with Sveka. Oh, you know what? Gillian Wallow! I should have fucked with New Amsterdam. Thrice distilled, five times filtered. You had a bad day at work? All right, I'm good. Fizo. Yay! All right, time to spread the word. Have a blessed week. The Honorable Omar Sharif. That don't rhyme, but it's close to it. Y'all. Yay! Yay!